Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. And the name of the show today is simply December. Wow, it's like it was Columbus Day, and now it's December. Time goes by so very, very quickly. And so I'm going solo today. Wanted to talk about the end of the year and things that are coming up. I want to thank Karen for being on the show. Last time we had a guest, one of the employee winners. We're going to try to get Matt on as well before the year is out. And I'm sorry about some of the audio issues we had on Karen's show, but you could hear her very well, and that was obviously the most important thing. Hey, a lot of stuff coming up in December. As just a note of interest, on my national show this Friday, we'll have Dr. Martina Ori from Hyperfair, the folks that helped build the GTE 3D, and I cannot wait for the 3D. I saw the Christmas tree yesterday. I was in the 3D Community Financial Center and GTE 3D. I didn't know that I could change my clothes to the casual look, so I did go with the casual look because that really is more how I dress. And I'm gonna have to ask Martina, Dr. Ori, how I can get my hair color correct because I do not have a lot of gray hair. Anyway. December 8th, you got the 3D tree lighting, an ugly sweater with prizes. December 9th, the smart chip spectacular, everything you need to know about the EMV card. That is so awesome. And then, of course, December 10th, Home 101 for the holidays. You can talk to people again in 3D. Three amazing online events. I've been telling everybody I can about GTE 3D. And so when I look at all the cool events that are coming up in December, it just reminded me of what a great year it's been. What a great way to celebrate 80 years. I mean, had you gone back 80 years to 1935 and told somebody, hey, one day people are going to be able to do this, it wouldn't even have been science fiction. It would have been unimaginable. And so what a great thing as we continue to evolve and innovate and do things the right way. Going to keep it short today because I know everyone is busy. It is that time of year. There are things happening at home. There are things happening at school. There are parties to go to. There are family members coming in. And I just wanted to make a suggestion and to just remind everybody, not that everybody needs reminding, but it's also that time of year where I think people and their patience and tolerance level, both internally at the credit union and externally in the audience of our members and potential members, I think sometimes we're kind of at our wit's end about things. We're running around. We're not, we feel like we're the Christmas holidays have snuck up on us once again. I looked down at the calendar yesterday, like December 1st, what happened to November? And so I just want to suggest that, of course, we do this all the time, but especially in December, let's remember to really, when that curtain goes up, when that phone is answered, when that light, you're clicking light, you pick up and you speak to somebody in the contact center, you speak to somebody in the community financial center, that we really think about what I call those musical accents and the dynamics. Are we picking the right tempo and the right volume for the occasion? And remember that one of the greatest communicative mediums that we have are our ears, and to listen to people and to look at people and to, show empathy where it's needed, to provide, specific instructions when those are needed, to encourage people to solve their problems with the vast suite of online and technological options that are available to folks. So, I follow stuff on Facebook. I keep up with y'all as best I can. I see what the handful of people that do complain, it's almost always something that can be resolved when they realize that there is such a variety of different delivery channels that we have now that can really make people's lives easier. And that's the name of the game in December. We're closing out the year. There are school plays to go to. There are families coming in from out of town. everyone's time signature starts to change. It starts to get faster as we end the year with this amazing celebration of Christmas. And I just wanted y'all to just to be mindful of that. And I think we do a great job, for the most part, taking care of our audience, of members and potential members. But we've never been a brand that is content to stay where we are, constantly evolving, constantly improving. I got the contract from Tony. I get to do this for one more year. I get to bug you guys for another year, calling you and asking you to be on the show. We're going to have Joe on the show as our final guest of the year. We're going to wrap up this amazing 80 years in business for GTE. And like I said, tell people about the 3D site. My son's high school, it's called the DIM class, Digital Interactive Media. The teacher is going to get in touch with Sharon and wants to take a tour. So it's awesome. A group of high school students in New Braunfels, Texas is totally turned on by something a credit union in Tampa Bay has imagined and reimagined and built and brought to the membership and potential membership of GTE Financial. So super excited about that. Hey, folks, like I said, think about what people are hearing and what they're seeing when they look at you. People are going to get bad service at Publix and Target and Walmart. Let us be the exception. Let us be the place that when people walk in or people call, that's the place that we all want to be, especially this time of year when nerves get a little frayed and the patience runs out for some people. And we can all enjoy a great final month of the year that was 2015. And of course, that's all a part of being the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever, and let's drive our competitors crazy. I'll see you at the 3D events, and until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.